There's no shortage of choice. 14 political parties and a large slate of independent candidates are vying for seats in Parliament. By midday, the stream of voters was steady, even at small polling stations. Despite the timing of the balloting during summer vacation season, interest is running high, and opinion polls show that Turks feel there's a lot at stake. Comments from voters at this central Istanbul polling station were consistent with the general division of opinions. Muzaffer Akman says he's voting for the ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
AK Parti'ye vermeyi düşünüyorum.
I'm going to vote for AK Parti.
Tayyip Erdogan.
Tayyip Erdogan.
Gerek duruşu, gerek kararlılığıyla, yaptığı 5 yıllık çalışmayla, onlardan dolayı Tayyip Erdoğan'ı seçiyorum.
Because he has a strong stance and he has done good work for the last 5 years. So this is why I will vote for Tayyip Erdoğan.
What do you want him to do? What do you want the party to do in the next 5 years?
Partinin daha çok işsizler konusuna eğilmesini istiyorum.
I want them to focus on the unemployed.
Opinion polls show that unemployment is the number one concern for most voters. But for others, the issue of religion versus secularism is of major concern. English teacher Gültaç Horasan says that's why she voted for the opposition.
The main thing we're looking for is secularism. We're all afraid that secularism is in danger. We hope to have a free Turkey, a liberated Turkey, a secular Turkey. I've been living in Istanbul for such a long time and never before have I felt so threatened of how I dress and how I act.
The dividing lines were clearly drawn during the campaign. The AKP vowed to continue its pro-reform, pro-business agenda. Its rivals, however, distrust the AKP's Islamist roots, and Turkey's staunchly secular proponents accuse it of seeking to impose Islamic rule on the country. Many also accuse the AKP of being soft on terrorism and of not doing enough to crack down on attacks by ethnic Kurdish separatists in the southeast of the country. Parties must get a minimum 10% of the vote to make it into parliament. For many, especially from the Kurdish minority, that has posed a problem. So this time, Kurds are fielding independent candidates to avoid the minimum threshold. Melice Çelik says that's why she's voting for an independent.
Bu seçimlerden bütün kitleyi, yani %44'ler olarak mecliste temsili değil de,
these elections are important not because we will be the majority in the parliament, but because we may have one candidate that actually represents us for the first time.
The AKP is widely expected to win the most votes. Its main secular rival, the Republican People's Party, the CHP, is likely to come in second. The right-wing Nationalist Action Party, MHP, is also given a good chance of getting into parliament, as are dozens of independent candidates, including those from the Kurdish minority. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Istanbul.